This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Different kinds of dumplings from all over the world are made in Appalachia because they're delicious, but also for their cultural importance.
It's also a way of trying to hold on to traditions, too, as like the younger generation grows up distinctly Americanized and maybe doesn't see themselves as attached to that sort of culture.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. A special session of the state legislature is expected to be called next month. Chris Schultz has more.
For weeks, Governor Jim Justice has indicated his desire for the legislature to return for its second special session of the year in order to implement further cuts to the state's personal income tax. Justice signed a law in 2023 that slashed income tax by more than 20%. The law also provided a mechanism for additional tax cuts once the state revenue surpasses its total from 2019. When asked if any other issues would be included in the special session call at his regular press briefing Thursday, the governor reiterated that beyond seeing President Donald Trump reelected in November, cutting the personal income tax is his top priority.
There is nothing that will drive population of this state any greater than cutting the personal income tax. It's the people's money.
Justice stated the timeline for the session will be mid to late August, but also conceded it could be pushed back a little further. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
State officials are reporting West Virginia has less than 6,000 kids in state care for the first time in 7 years. Emily Rice has more.
The Department of Human Services Bureau for Social Services announced it has lowered the number of kids in state care and is improving staffing shortages among Child Protective Services and youth services workers. Governor Jim Justice discussed the announcement during his briefing Thursday.
I'm happy to announce that the number of children in this state that are in state custody right now is at the lowest that it's been in the last 7 years.
The number of children in state care peaked in April 2020 at 7,433. As of June 30th, 2024, there are 5,991 children in state custody. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Emily Rice in Charleston.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health. Chicken and dumplings are an Appalachian tradition, but different kinds of dumplings from all over the world have made their way here, including the pierogi from Eastern Europe. For Inside Appalachia, Folkways reporter Will Warren went to a weekly pierogi making session in Wheeling and has this story.
It's a Tuesday morning in the kitchen of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It's a Ukrainian Catholic church in Wheeling. Today there's a crew making pierogies here, the way churchgoers have for more than 100 years. Pierogi is basically a filled pocket of dough, pinched together, boiled and fried in butter. Pierogies are Polish, but you can find variations throughout Eastern Europe, including in Ukraine.
Vareniki, it means to boil. It's the Ukrainian word for pierogi.
This is Marianne Miskowitz.
Pierogi has become Americanized. People have now started putting jalapeno potatoes in it. Some people have started to do a dessert one.
But here at Our Lady, their pierogies are more traditional.
They're always the same way. They haven't changed.
This is Olga Skavarka. She's 98 years old.
We make three kind each week. Potato and cheese, and then potato, cheese, and onion. And then we have the third one is sauerkraut.
Olga's part of a group of regulars who get together each Tuesday to make more than 1,000 pierogies.
We have a nice working group. I come down earlier and I put the pots and pans and the water on, and then I set the table for the pinchers when they come in. But we all have different jobs we do. It's like a process.
While the process hasn't changed much over the years, the group has made some updates.
When you first make dough, it's going to be a little bit grainy, until all the dough dissolves.
This is John Palooch. His job is to roll out the dough and cut out small circles.
My grandmother and the ladies, when I was small, they had marble rolling pins.
They used a water glass to cut the circles. Now John uses a dough cutting tool they bought from a monastery in Canada. But even with the tool, he says he still falls behind.
I still have to work very hard to keep up with the ladies and their pension.
Back in the late 1800s, immigrants from Central and Eastern Europe came to the region to work in the mines and the mills, and they settled in Wheeling, bringing the tradition of pierogi making with them. William Gorby is the author of the book Wheeling's Polonia, Reconstructing Polish Community in a West Virginia Steel Town.
Because Wheeling's immigrant communities were so intertwined with each other, they couldn't really be entirely separate. Everybody, in a way, kind of partook in that culture to one extent or another.
Part of that included making pierogies. That tradition lives on at cultural festivals throughout the region. He says it's a way for descendants of those immigrants to celebrate their roots.
It's also a way of trying to hold on to traditions, too, as like the younger generation grows up distinctly Americanized and maybe doesn't see themselves as attached to that sort of culture. So we see a lot of these festivals come back in like the 70s and 80s and 90s when like the third generation is like, I really would like to know more about, you know, what my grandparents who literally came from Poland or Italy or somewhere else.
There's an annual Polish Heritage Day in Wheeling. Pittsburgh Pirates even have a pierogi race at every home game, with runners in pierogi costumes. Back at Our Lady, I ask if I can try my hand at pinching a pierogi. I have to admit, it's a bit intimidating. These women are experts. They give me some tips on how to pinch them so they don't open up during boiling.
Stretch it out like a little pizza dough, so that when you bring the sauerkraut in, you've got to get the dough over top.
My skills are definitely not up to par.
C minus, C, something.
The ladies are kind.
That's even better. You're getting better. Try a third one.
And eventually,
it's a perfect one. What do you think, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Hope I don't get surprised.
After the pinching's complete, another crew member, George James, boils the pierogies and pours them into a vat of melted butter.
Butter makes it better, just like I say, butter makes it better.
Then they're drained and dried under fans.
We put them on here, let them cool off, and then we put them in the plastic bags.
And then they sell them on Thursdays. Whatever's left over, they freeze for a later date. But I'm thinking they probably sell out on a regular basis. Because these pierogies are so good, an A-plus in my book. But I had to ask, is it the taste or the shapes that makes them so special?
I think the whole thing is what's coming out of the people. But the taste and the shape helps, you know. We always say you cook with love.
When I was a kid, I was raised on chicken and dumplings. I didn't have my first pierogi until I was in my 20s from a box of frozen Mrs. T's. But after eating the pierogies made at the church, no more store-bought ones for me. I've been spoiled.
Oh, no. We'll give them a dozen from here.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Will Warren in Wheeling, West Virginia.
To hear that story again and more, listen to Inside Appalachia Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. Mostly sunny skies today. A chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon in the southeast. Highs in the 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain and thunderstorms in the south. Lows in the 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, again, rain and thunderstorms possible, highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Dutch Miller Subaru in Charleston. Dutch Miller Automotive is proud to be dedicated to multiple community service initiatives and local charities. More about our team and the Subaru Love Promise at DutchMillerSubaru.com. This week's encore episode of Mountain Stage was recorded in Clarksburg at the beautifully renovated Robinson Grand Performing Arts Center. Host Kathy Matea welcomes fiddleman Jason Carter, who joined us with his all-star band of friends. Our song of the week is Carter's performance of Queen of the Nashville Night off his 2022 album, Low Down Hoedown.
She used to rule my heart. She steps out of the limo when the paparazzi starts. She flashes the cameras left and right. She's the queen of the Nashville night. We came here together, between us one guitar. I became a picker, well, she became a star. Well, that's okay, as she did all right. She's the queen of the Nashville night. And I got to wondering, baby, if the sun's ever gonna shine. I got to wondering, baby, if you're ever gonna change your mind. I got to wondering, baby, if you can ever be so kind. I got to wondering, baby, if you're ever gonna change your mind.
Jason Carter and friends performing Queen of the Nashville Night on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in here Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, Our Appalachia Health News project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.